right, here we go. So we're starting, everyone. How's everyone? Martin's got to send me some of that scar stuff. You said the scar stuff did help heal someone's tumor, right? You said.
Well, that was a fibroid tumor, which, you know, we need to distinguish cancerous tumors from fibroid tumors. It's not the same thing.
Yeah, and then you said her really, her backup, her side effect was that it got rid of all her stretch marks.
Yeah, that was the bonus.
Yeah, I mean, I have some scars I want to get rid of. They're dark, but, you know, since I'm taking the heavy metal detox.
Zeolite, yeah.
Zeolite, that should help, yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, so how's everyone? Here we are. Any questions for Martin? Okay.
I think you have the best show, it says. Hey, Kirsten, you have the best show.
Okay, so if everyone wants to know what I take on the daily, I get up and I take the Strata Flora to help my digestion. Then I take the Oracil, which is all the super greens. Then I take the Zeolite. And, you know, that I go, you know, and I go on my day pretty much. Yeah. So sometimes I take some other extra stuff, Oracil.
Oracil.
Yeah. I take that, you know, if I want to detox something, but other than that, I'm good. I mean, I'm just really good.
Yeah. You know, myself, I actually have, humic salt. I actually take Himalayan salt in my water in the morning. I take iodine drops in my morning
water. I do that too. I do that. I forgot that. Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
And I take the mixture of your fulvic acid and your what do you call that? I mix it with the pineal.
Oh yeah, the pineal. Yeah, it sort of looks like this.
Yeah. Yeah, it's
black liquid. Yeah.
It's amazing. Yeah. It helps you really remember.
Yeah. Yeah, I have been taking there are these three different ones. One's called ATP, one's called pineal, and one's called divine.
Right.
And they're tuned to these three different chakras. The ATP is tuned to the throat chakra, and the pineal to the third eye. And the divine is tuned to the top, to the number 7.
Do I need to take the other two, or just the one is good for me?
No, you're a visionary. It's good. You're on the right track.
So I don't need to take that one for the ATP. That's ATP is your body's electricity, right? ATP. Yeah.
Yes, that's correct. And it has a lot to do with testosterone and thyroid and energy and that sort of stuff.
Why do you have to take that if you're taking the iodine? The iodine helps the thyroid, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So you're taking like a dual. You're taking that and you're taking the ATP.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. Can a 12-year-old take NanoSoma? Yes, absolutely. 12-year-old is practically grown up. It's a 3/4 grown up. And yes, you can do that. The NanoSoma works on the principle of tuning the endocrine and tuning the mitochondria in every cell and fixing the vitamin D pathways. So, of course, once the vitamin D is fine-tuned in the body, you're practically impervious to the inhalable infections. You know, like, this discussion about whether the to V or not to V, you know, the mainstream media has been completely hijacked by the pharmaceutical companies because they only promote the solution they make money on, which is the injectables. But there are other tools that a person can use to keep themselves from getting sick. I mean, from immemorial ancient times, the natives have been using branches from coniferous trees, right? Spruce, pine, whatever. Like, you can make tea from the young shoots of that. That's loaded with vitamin C and terpenes, and those are preventive, right? You can of course suntan. That's how you get vitamin T into your vitamin D in your body.
Yeah, right? That's too much vitamin D. Oh my God.
Anyway, what I'm trying to say is that it is possible to have an immune system that's in fine shape instead of not. And that discussion is completely absent from the public discourse, because that public discourse has been narrowed down to vaccine or not. But there are other ideas that could be discussed, and they're just not.
Well, you said the V word. Okay. All right. Anyway, all I have to say is I feel that the Delta V is from the people that got the,
It could be.
That there are the bio W. Okay.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. That's how okay. I feel.
So, and somebody,
I'm no doctor.
Yeah. We don't do medicine here. We discuss nutrition and we discuss physiology. We can do that. I can educate you about health and health practices. I cannot treat or diagnose or do whatever about any illness, but I can easily talk about what makes you healthy.
Right.
And so somebody called M&M said water pills cause my legs and feet to swell. That's not good. Well, if you have swollen body parts, that must mean that either your lymphatic system is overloaded or your kidneys are not working well. It's that's not really an effect, a side effect. It's an effect. And I would be very concerned that there's actually stuff not right in those departments in your body. So don't point at the drinking water. Point at what's going on inside of you.
Yeah, probably detoxing a lot of toxins. Detoxing those toxins, really.
Yeah, it could be that.
Any questions?
Oh, there's a whole bunch of it already coming through. I'm just trying to filter it. And so somebody just popped up with nano silver. Well, silver is an element that causes microbes, which would be fungus, virus, bacterium, and a single cell like amoeba, to lose their ability to process oxygen. So it's not that they're not breathing with lungs like we do. Their breathing is enzymatic, and silver disables the enzyme, which then makes them die. So that's why it works. The challenge is this: when you inhale, like nebulize silver, then you're killing stuff in your lungs. Hallelujah. If you gargle with it, then you're fixing things in your mouth. All good. But when you swallow the silver, it's actually wiping out good guys, bad guys, all guys in your digestive system. So contemplate that. Is that a good thing? Right? Because if you kill off the microbes in your gut, then you probably want to be able to replace them or repopulate them. Because if you don't do that, then what is going to grow there? The weeds, right?
I did not.
Okay. I see a funky one. So you have a chronic kidney disease, and then now you take a CAT scan, and they put the contrast dye into you, and then how would you worry about your kidneys being damaged by the contrast medium? Well, we do have, it's not cheap, it's a $600 solution, but we do have the Ionic Foot Spa, and you can call it the third kidney. It will drain out of you excess toxicity pretty quick.
Can't you take, dandelion cleans out the liver.
Bitter foods in general, right? Dandelion, if you add a dandelion leaf to your salad, or if you use dandelion roots ground up and whatever, awesome stuff. But all bitter things, arugula, endives, rocket, like all the bitter stuff in your salad is very helpful, because it will help to build bile, and bile will help to emulsify fats, which then will be helpful in your nutrition.
I love oregano.
Yes. And somebody says, do you have anything like N-acetylcysteine for cleansing? N-acetylcysteine is a precursor to glutathione. And glutathione is the chemical or the element, not element.
I want some glutathione. I need to clean my skin. It helps lighten the pigment, I think.
Well, okay. Glutathione helps with everything. It's a universal tool. Think of it this way. Oxidative stress, and an electron is taken away from somewhere. That's oxidation. And then something, like, for example, vitamin C, has to come into the picture and donate that missing electron to that situation so that it's neutralized. But now the vitamin C is missing the electron. And the vitamin C has to find glutathione, and that glutathione will recharge the electron, and the glutathione has to go to the liver. And in the liver, phase two liver detox, the glutathione gets recharged and can go back out and chase the this is a ongoing.
You have the glutathione?
We do have that, yeah. You can.
I need some.
Yeah.
Add it to my list. No, I like to take it. In Asia, sure. We used to take it, and it and also injections on the skin, because to get rid of the pigmentation. That's what
sure.
For.
Yeah, it will clear. It will clear bad looking things for sure.
Yeah, so I want some, please. My list is growing.
I just sent you what you asked this morning, of course.
Yeah, okay. I've been asking for the L-glutathione for a long time. So I was like, yeah, I need some. That's what I'm using it for.
Yeah.
It will get rid of all the pigmentation. That's bad.
Okay. So Cheryl pops in and says, would NanoSoma help with painful menstrual cramps? Well, the number one thing that causes menstrual trouble in gals is deficiency of iodine. So make sure that she's on that. Either seaweed or just iodine drops. And
I take the iodine, the dark one, the what is that? Whatever that's called.
We call it thyroidine in our site.
It's the dark colored one.
Yeah. And then of course you can eat it, right? Nori and wakame and hijiki and kelp, this, that, whatever, you know,
yeah,
dulse, yeah. all the different weeds, seaweeds.
Eat a lot of that stuff.
Yeah.
I have used NanoSoma for a week and feel much better. No pain in my knees. Oh, good. It's a detox. NanoSoma is a good detox in it, and it returns you to your original
it strengthens everything, healthy. Right? When you fix your mitochondria, because they are in every cell, you're fixing every process in the body. Whatever was deficient is improving.
Yeah, I think Martin has NanoSoma now. They're
oh yeah, yeah. We've loaded up. Yeah. We're good.
Yeah, no, before they had a $2,400 that's still a lot, 2,400 waiting.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. But it's good. It's good for everything. It's all around. Yeah. So it's all good. Yeah, you can get it, Cheryl.
My husband has a rare brain disease called CA6. Is there anything for him? I don't even know what that is, so I'm going to Google it here. CA6.
And Martin knows everything pretty much.
Carbonic anhydrase 6 is a protein coding gene. Diseases include dental caries and mammary analog secretory carcinoma, which would be, that would be like periodontal disease and, you know, when it's genetic, the only tool I know that fixes genetic disorders is NanoSoma. So, Paulette, try it. Get NanoSoma, get 6 bottles and run it through him. Mm. And Sherry Cat says that activated charcoal is wonderful. I agree. We have this thing called black gold in our website, which is the charcoal with humic bundled together, and it does awesome. And Delinda says, my hair is thinning. Do I have anything for growing new hair? Ask Kirsten.
Well, I mean, I take so much stuff. You
know? Well, the you know, I tell you this.
I think the what does help is your super greens, your orso.
Yeah, that's it. And let's explain why. So thinning hair is endocrine dysregulation, right? So you need to fix your thyroid or the HPA axis, that's the hypothalamus pituitary, and either adrenal or thyroid. Mm-hmm. So that was the pineal, right? The pineal fixes the pituitary. And then we put iodine into play, where the iodine is helping the endocrine balance, and then the substance itself from which the hair is made, so silica, we provide the oracil, which these are the building blocks of the tissue itself. So once you have abundance of that, it all comes back and starts growing.
Yeah, look at me, I pulled my hair back, and look how much thick I have.
Yeah.
Because of the stuff I take every single day. And the thing is, you have to be consistent. You have to take it every day. I'm stocked up. And after I get my L-glutathione, I will not ask you for anything for 2 months. Okay.
Oh, how many buckets of that do you want?
As much as you can spare, that will help me. Yeah.
You know, you're on my I love you list.
Okay, all right. But I just want to look good, that's all. I want to look better. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. When your birthday's coming up tomorrow, you try to look as good as possible.
Yeah.
But remember, in Asia, they give you all these L-glutathione shots, and it does work. It changes. Yeah. It can change your skin from yellow to that pinkish complexion. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That the Asians love. Yeah.
By the way, what's really interesting is we finally got the pine needle concentrate in stock, right?
Oh,
so we now have the pine and spruce both in oil and in concentrate and the actual like needles. So we brought it in because people have been asking so much. So I thought, well, all right, we'll bring it on.
The pine is probably stronger than the spruce, and they're looking for the.
They're two different things, right?
No, but they're looking for the chitinic acid.
Yeah.
The chitinic acid is what dissolves the.
Yeah, the stuff you want to dissolve.
Yeah, they're dissolving that.
Yeah. So Christina says that she has lipodystrophy or lipodystrophy, which is a problem how your body uses and stores fat.
Mm.
You aren't born with it. Oh dear!
I use the burner.
Yeah, that's the thermo burn that, of course, helps you burn it off.
One pill and I'm gone for the day. If I take two, I'm like, I can't even think. I'm like, wow.
Yeah. Okay. Why?
Yeah. Okay. My girlfriend took one and she was going all day, like all day. She's like, wow, I got a lot done.
Yeah. That's sweet.
Yeah. Okay. The thermal burn, you guys should try it. It's really good. I like
it. It's an interesting thing. Just watch it, you know. There's guarana in it. So it's a form of caffeine. So that's why it is a bit like speed. It's not speed the way like fen or whatever. It's none of that. But it's definitely going to turn up the burning.
Yeah.
So, Christina, I don't know. You're going to have to talk to me. Lipodystrophy, that's a pretty rare thing. If you want, call me after hours and we'll talk.
You have his number. It's a cross. You see that whole thing going across?
See this scroll? Yeah, there's a scroll on the bottom of the screen. There's this Life Enthusiast question 30, question 165.
Yeah.
Yeah, grab that and come to the website.
fibromyalgia, anything, I suggest.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, mine, I mean, do you have Dolomite? I like Dolomite.
Well, you see, we need to understand what's what, right? Fibromyalgia is a label that's used fairly broadly and refers to an autoimmune disease that's primarily expressed in the soft tissues, in the myelin, that would be muscles, right? So it got its name by fibrous hardening of muscles. So most the primary definition was that if you feel like your muscles are like corduroy, like if you run your hand through a muscle, it would feel like corduroy with hard bits. But right. Later people started calling fibro anything that has to do with chronic fatigue and chronic pain and all this sort of stuff. And it's all autoimmune. And all autoimmune disease starts with disruption of normal function. So you need to think those toxicity, malnutrition, stagnation, trauma. All four are included, right? If you probably have heavy metals that you need to get out of the body because the toxic burden's too high. You need to get rid of that. You probably have a nutritional problem, then you need to deal with that. And I need to understand, most likely, you are eating foods that are triggering you. The most common problems are gluten, dairy, but it could be others. Like some people are triggered by
corn.
Oh yeah, for sure. But spinach and the group, you know, the oxalates. Some people are triggered by tree nuts. So it varies. And then of course, further to that, amygdala. Amygdala is the center in the brain somewhere just below here, and it regulates how you react to inputs. And you could develop this amygdala programming problem where, visualize this. If you press on a doorbell, it goes ring, and when you let go of it, it stops ringing. Well, with fibromyalgia, when you step on yourself, it doesn't go ring and stop. It goes ring and stays on.
Right.
Very long time. And that's the problem with fibromyalgia from the neurological perspective.
They don't sleep much. They can't sleep.
That could be that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sleep disturbance, chronic fatigue, also all kinds of pain. Somebody just says here, I have a chronic fatigue syndrome after effects of a bout of severe ear infection, but I also have Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. And EDS, Ehlers-Danlos syndrome, that's a cluster of, by the way, every time you hear the word syndrome, that's the medical industry saying, we don't have a clue what's going on.
I agree. We have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, whatever. And the only way they diagnose it is by elimination of all else, right?
Mm.
Yeah, if you don't have a broken leg, then it's probably a sore leg syndrome. Anyway, I'm just talking about the fibromyalgia now. But people with the Ehlers-Danlos syndrome have a cluster of symptoms and genetic issues. Like one of the classics is that they have hyper joint mobility. Like if you see people who can take their thumb and fold it all the way to here, I can't do that. Or people who can take the elbow and hyperflex it past straight, or who can take their knees and hyperflex it past straight, or people who can take their hands and, do something like this. I don't do it well, but like bend joints well past whatever. Most contortionists in circuses are Ehlers-Danlos syndrome people. Anyway, yeah. It comes with a whole bunch of other problems, right? Fibromyalgia-like problems.
Mm. But the sleep, they can't handle that. So if they detox with zeolite as the first thing to do, then what do you suggest after?
So number one, remove the heavy metals.
Right.
Number two, fix your gut. That means stop eating the things that make it fire up and start putting in good things. So something like the Stratiflora that you're doing.
Right.
Yeah.
I stock up on that for months and months. Yeah.
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 Right. So we repair the microbiome. Humic works awesomely well. Full Vic works really well. And of course, now the Nanosoma, that darn thing that fixes practically everything.
Mm.
Yeah, that's the crazy thing. It fixes so many things. Oh, but my gosh, there's... Take, go on.
Okay. You have to take a lot of it sometimes to detox it all out, right? Sometimes yeah. You have to take a lot. You were spraying and spraying and spraying, right?
Yep. Yeah, yeah. What can I do for dissociative identity disorder? Oh, dear Rita, I don't know. That's well beyond my scope
that
here.
That sounds like a psychiatric problem.
It sure is. And so yeah. I don't know what drugs you're on or they are on.
No.
Well, no, I mean, if you have that, you probably are trying to modify it somehow. I have had so many calls from people in psychological distress lately. I've now helped 3 or 4 people recently. They have been just so damaged, and yet we're able to get them off of drugs and help them.
Mm.
Josephine says, I have MTHFR. Is Nanosoma good for that? Yes, it is. I also have a product called CellEase, CellEase, EASE, which is specifically for the MTHFR. It compensates for the deficit. MTHFR is the that stands for methyl tetrahydrofolate reductase, an enzyme that impairs your ability to methylate things. Phase 2 liver detox. We were just talking about the glutathione a few minutes ago. The MTHFR gives you a deficit in that department. And so you need to compensate with various ways for that. Yeah, I have several tools for that. Borax.
CHF, I've never heard of that.
What's that?
CHF. What is CHF? We don't even know what that is.
Okay. Somebody mentioned
Americans in their short forms.
Yeah, somebody mentioned borax and food-grade diatomaceous earth and colloidal silver. Yes, those are great tools, natural things that are baseline. Sort of... Different from the chemical approach. These are the basic tools, right? Like if you roll back to before 1900, you go back to the basics, and you're great. Oh, Rhonda, what does Karma Cleanse do? Karma Cleanse is a tonic. It cleanses the blood. It was primarily, it was formulated by Edgar Cayce, and the number one aim is blood cleanse. I've had all kinds of reports. I was just writing it up the other day. One sec, I have it right here. Sarah called in and said, Karma Cleanse. I had a breast cancer. I did chemo, and it was just horrible. I had so many after effects. And it left behind, it actually wasn't a breast cancer, it was some weird tumors. And so instead of the estrogen, she started taking Karma Cleanse. And it's clearing her brain fog, she said.
Mm.
Yeah, I was just taking notes from having a call with her. Oh, yeah, okay, so I feel so much better, fibromyalgia, anything. It just keeps rolling back and forth on me here.
Nanosoma will help me with my fibromyalgia?
Yes.
Nanosoma helps with everything. It's a detox, basically. But like he said, you should try to get rid of your toxic metals first with the zeolite. Then you use the Nanosoma after, but, you know.
Or during. Still, you can do both at the same time.
Yeah. The Nanosoma, yeah, fixes a lot of things. Yeah.
Yeah. And Tony says, what do I think of boron supplements? Well, boric acid or boron is super important. It's involved in a lot of issues, including bone health. Arthritis and that sort of stuff is related to boron metabolic issues. Yeah. Great. Yes. Use it. And I've been using colloidal copper and black street molasses. Yeah, sure. Why not? Use it. Blackstrap molasses is one of those marvelous baseline tools.
Nanosoma helping me get off of OCD drugs.
OCD would be drugs. Yeah, those. Yeah.
Oh,
psychological health. Yeah.
Man, oh my God, I used to take that. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's why my OCD is always there. I don't refuse to take those anymore. But the pineal has helped with the fulvic acid.
Yeah.
It's really helped.
Yeah, Cheryl's asking about thermal burn. It's thermo, T-H-E-R-M-O, thermo burn. Mm. Oh, gosh. Blood pressure goes down with apple cider vinegar and grapefruit, pink grapefruit. Well, okay, what you're talking about is supplementing potassium, which, yes, that's right. That's correct.
I like the apple pectin for my constipation.
Yeah, apple pectin is great because it's a great absorber of garbage. And it also increases the bulk. So when you have more bulk going through you, you have more comfortable elimination, and it takes more of the unwanted stuff out.
Yeah, and it doesn't do it in a hard way. It does it in a gentle, it like pushes out, so it doesn't like push it out like some other stuff does.
Yeah, it's not violent. It's not like the bentonite and psyllium husk bombs where you feel like you're going to rip a new opening when you're getting rid of it.
It doesn't even dry your colon out. Your colon.
Yeah. What to do for palpitations? Help, says Ariana. Ariana, the most common problem for palpitations is the imbalance between calcium and magnesium. So the most likely problem is that you have more calcium and too little magnesium. Topical magnesium is available. See the link down below, lifeenthusiast.com/ref=165. Support your sponsor. Look up magnesium. There's a mineral category, magnesium. We prefer topical because when you take magnesium orally, you give yourself an elimination, diarrhea. But topically, you can soak it up, either foot bath or just rub it on. And you will see.
Oh, you have the magnesium salts, don't you? You have magnesium salts.
Yes, we do. And you will reduce the palpitations pretty quickly. Mm. And Ingrid says she has CFS. I think that stands for chronic fatigue syndrome. And you know what? The number one thing that I have found is the sulfur, MSM. When people are taking about like 2 or 3 teaspoons of MSM a day, it makes a massive difference because sulfur helps with oxygen availability in the cell. And as soon as you get more oxygen, energy improves. And of course, the nanosoma. Nanosoma helps with everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then Debbie pops in with cardiomyopathy. You know, this is a weird word, right? Yeah. Cardio, that's heart. Myo, that's muscle. Pathy, that's illness. So, I don't know. You have the illness of a heart muscle.
Sometimes you have to go for surgery for that. My dog had that. She died. Yeah, she was drowning in her own, like she couldn't breathe.
Poor thing. Well, I don't know. I would be looking at the mineral balances. Magnesium makes a big difference.
Mm. We didn't recover fibromyalgia, Mike Summers. We did. We covered fibromyalgia.
Well, I mean, to cover fibromyalgia, we could go for 7 hours. You know, like there's a lot going on. Fibro is, as I was saying, the four things: toxicity, malnutrition, stagnation, and trauma. You need to deal with all four. There's just no getting around it. Once you're in, you need to redo, undo, retrain the amygdala. You have to. There are methods to do that. Body talk, emotional code. What's that thing called? EFT. Or if you want to look it up, I have an interview on Life Enthusiast website with Gupta. What's his first name? Ashok Gupta, who sells a retraining DVD program where you can learn how to retrain your brain to stop doing that stuff. And of course, you need to get, as Kirsten said, you have to get rid of the toxins.
Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you have to get rid of the toxins first, and then you have to, like he says, I like magnesium because that really helps you sleep. And I take Dolomite for that, but he said it's fast and slow together. But, you know, whenever I have a problem, I just take it and I'm out.
That's great.
Two capsules, yeah.
No. Dolomite is a mix of calcium and magnesium carbonate. Yes. And, of course, carbonate is a good thing in the body because...
from a rock.
It's, well, yeah, it's from the Alps. You take the Alps and you grind them up.
Yeah, and you sell that, don't you?
We sell it separately. We sell the calcium and magnesium separately, mainly for the reason that people are especially magnesium deficient. Mm-hmm. And so
that's... I eat kale like it's going out of style every day. Yeah, I love
Clara that. Ann has a daughter who breaks out in itchy pin-sized bumps when she's in the sun. Well, photosensitivity, so now what? There's something going on in there that brings it on. There's something complicated underneath, right? But will NanoSoma help? NanoSoma helps everything. So it's sort of like saying, does breathing keep you alive?
Yeah. It's a restorative. It repairs and restores. It's like a restorative kind of detox and restore. Detox and restore.
Mm-hmm. How much NanoSoma should people keep on hand, says Ron?
A lot.
Well, Ron, it depends how paranoid you want to feel.
I ran out of mine, but you know, I don't ask Martin for much because
why didn't you? You could have.
Well, I like the L-glutathione.
That's fine. Okay. Yeah. Well, anyway, so the point is this. If we run out, it usually takes us about 2 weeks to get back.
Right.
The first time we ran out, we were out for a month.
Right.
You know, just visualize this. They ship 275-gallon pallet-size bladder full of this NanoSoma from Switzerland to United States. And then they ship it to a bottling plant. And in the bottling plant, they make 33,000 one-ounce bottles out of that. And then they put it in boxes, and then they ship it to us distributors.
Can I ask a question exactly? What is it that's coming from Switzerland? What is the NanoSoma?
Well, the finished product. So it's 98% water. And the water is the clean glacial Swiss water. When Ragu was explaining it, he said he only found clean enough water in New Zealand, Switzerland, and Norway. So he was happy that in Switzerland that kind of water was available.
And then what's the 2%?
Okay, so you have the main ingredient in it is the polycosanol, which is this lipid extracted from the sugar cane, and that lipid is specially treated to be micronized and to be water soluble. Like anybody can get polycosanol. This is not news. Polycosanol has been around for quite some time.
So it's the mixture of the water and that polycosanol.
That... Yeah, and that it's micronized. And
it has a distinct taste. It tastes good, actually.
And here's the interesting part about the taste. Some people, well, depending on your inner balance, the taste will change. It will go through sours and bitters. And one guy called me and said it tastes soapy. And another one told me that it tasted like baby vomit to him.
No, it tastes, to me, it tastes good.
Well, so you're close to balanced.
Yeah, it tastes good. I feel like I'm having a spray of candy. It's good. Yeah.
Okay, so now we're getting into some really interesting questions, like anything for asthma, allergies, and eosinophilic esophagitis. Well, asthma and allergies is a histadelic triggered kind of a thing. Hista as in histamine. And it usually is triggered by causing yourself to be overly alkaline. So you're not eating right for your metabolic type. Contact me after hours and we'll talk about metabolic typing. You're making yourself too alkaline and you need to stop it. It's regulated by the balance between fats and carbohydrates. And esophagitis, that's an inflammation in the esophagus down here between the throat and the stomach. And eosinophils, that's the that's part of the immune system in the body. And guess what NanoSoma was patented for? Normalizing eosinophils. Spray NanoSoma every day. That's my answer to that. Oh my God, there's so many questions here.
I have a question about the water from the Switzerland. Now that they're having floods, does that affect the water? No, not really, because they're getting that pure water from the mountains, probably,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, there are a couple of other ingredients in there. They have, I think, some potassium sorbate in it and a little bit of, I forget now the ingredients. I think it's vitamin E that they get out of
Ellie sunflower. Adams said she needs a truckload.
Anyway, there's some bits in the NanoSoma that makes it water soluble. Like there is some stuff in there. Jill Eisenberg, be careful with high sulfur intake. If you are an MTHFR person, such as myself, you may have a problem. There is a specific genetic mutation. About 4% of people have it. And I totally acknowledge that about 1 in 25 people do actually badly on MSM. So do be careful. It's not for everyone. You could have a problem. Muscle test it or whatever, or get full evaluation. What about diarrhea after gallbladder removal? I have a tincture called Digest Ease LG by Earth Friend, which is a herbal tincture. It will kind of mimic the function of the missing gallbladder. You see, the gallbladder is not there for nothing. It was removing it is not the clever thing. Anyway, so we could probably help you with that. But the diarrhea is from too much fat in your diet. You need to increase your fiber intake. So this, Kirsten already mentioned it, the apple fiber would be a grand idea. And the Strataflora will help you. And and Karma Cleanse.
I wonder if I have to increase my Strataflora and thing instead of 2 spoonfuls. I put just 2 spoonfuls of each. That's it.
Yeah, no, don't push it. You're going to plug yourself up. Yeah. Somebody's taking chlorine dioxide to... Yeah, okay, sure. Chlorine dioxide is a strong ROS, reactive oxygen species delivery. It will definitely wipe out viral things.
And it will dry the crap out of your skin and your hair. Yeah,
it has downsides.
Yeah.
You can overdo oxidation. Please understand the following. When you push ROS, that's oxidative stress, which means you're accelerating aging. And the natural antidote to chlorine dioxide is vitamin C or any other antioxidant. Why? Because they are the opposite to each other. The chlorine dioxide steals the electrons, kills the microbes and other unfriendlies that way. But if you overdo it, you're going to actually cause yourself some rapid aging. Barrett's esophagus, well, you need to fix your down low, you need to fix your stomach. There's this classic recipe for fixing your heartburn. You need to have enough of salt, iodine, zinc, vitamin B1, digestive enzyme, and free electrons in order to not suffer with this heartburn. So we can certainly deal with that. We know how. Yeah, it takes a bit of work. Oh man, there's so many now good questions, and I'm having hard time keeping track of where I was. What's good for toenail fungus? Oh, that's a internal problem of too much starch in your diet. Like, you need to change your lifestyle fairly dramatically. I do have this thing called Amazing O, which is we talked about the chlorine dioxide. The Amazing O is related in this way. It's also a ROS, reactive oxygen species delivery system. So when you put that onto the toe or between the toe and the nail, it will burn the fungus.
Yeah, but that one is that just external use only, right?
Yeah, yeah, topic. I mean, no, you can use it internally, but again, you know, carefully, judiciously. Like, if you overdo the ROS intake, you're rapidly aging.
Right.
Hey, Cheryl, she says that her nanosoma is helping her get off her psycho drugs. That's fantastic, Cheryl. I've had arthritis, neck and back from injuries. Work like crazy loading luggage, but I tried nanosoma, and after 3 weeks, pain was gone. Yes, because it heals the damage. It's fantastic. Like, I can't say enough good things about the Dan stuff. And this poor girl, she's been hysterectomy at age 24. She is on prescription estrogen, and she now has osteoporosis. And what can I do with the hormones? You know, this is the hard part, right? Like, you're missing the natural body parts. So how do we deal with this? There's probably a way to try and supplement it naturally. The phytoestrogen, the estrogen from plants, soy, probably, genistein, whole nuts, whole wheats, all that, you know, probably good. And here's Roxanne. She has, since menopause, I have no energy and belly fat, brain fog, which is kind of related, right? Like, menopause is sort of like losing your ovaries. And now the body has changed. It works differently. There's a lower hormonal levels. You probably need to change how you eat. You probably need to switch to a keto diet in order to fix it.
Nanosoma removed a huge tumor from under my jawbone. Wow.
Awesome. Yeah. And Jill must know a lot of stuff because she's now writing. No, you know, like, I appreciate people who are really with it. Borax is good, especially good at getting rid of systemic candida. And you can get your typical juice jug, mix your quarter teaspoon of borax with filtered water. Yeah.
What's borax? Where do you get borax?
Borax is, have you heard of Mule Team Borax for laundry?
No.
It's a bleach.
Okay.
It's sold as a bleach agent for laundry. That's what borax is. You know, you know, like the oxychlor, right? Or the chlorine dioxide, that's also sold as an industrial bleach.
So it's the same thing, basically. The borax, the amazing O, that thing is the same thing.
Joyce pops in, what's good for multiple sclerosis? You see, multiple sclerosis is yet another of the autonomic dysregulation kind of syndromes. And the single one common problem we've seen is mercury. So number one, detoxify mercury, zeolite. Number two, fix your nutrition, stop the inflammation, stop the gluten. Number three, get nanosoma, lower the whatever. I don't know. That would be a good start. Oh, man.
Why does it burn when I pee? I don't know.
Sorry, what was that?
Yeah, why does it burn when I pee?
Oh, make okay. Break. Oh, it's very likely is either highly acidic or highly alkaline urine. Your body is trying to get rid of stuff that's either very low pH or very high pH. I don't know which side you're on. More likely the acidic than not. So that's a nutritional challenge. Wow. Took Forteo for 2 years and done what would be a good calcium to take. Had osteoporosis, getting a bone density test. I do not want another prescription. You know what's the weirdest thing? People have been prescribed something like Fosamax, which is a drug that makes the bones look really good on x-rays. But it actually doesn't do anything good for the bones. It just makes them look good on x-rays, but it's actually brittle. So instead of having resilient bones, you end up with brittle bones. So people who are on Fosamax x-ray well, and they still break their bones. I don't know about Forteo. I'm not familiar with it, but I certainly have seen enough of that. Here's an interesting topic. It's called biodynamic transmutation of elements. You would think that calcium is the way to get strong bones, but no. In your body, bones are actually built from the combination of silica plus carbon and magnesium plus oxygen through the biodynamic transmutation. I don't get to explain the whole thing because it's like 5 minutes to three here, but when you have the time, go to the life-enthusiast.com website, look up biodynamic transmutation. The scientist was Louis Kervran, K-E-R-V-R-A-N, and he studied this. He studied this with on chickens and other places, and he actually figured out that in a living body you can make calcium out of the combination of either silica and carbon or magnesium and oxygen. That's how you build healthy bone. You don't build it with drugs. You build it with nutrition and pH, proper pH balance.
I have a friend who suffers with Lyme, suffers badly. What do you do, please? I have a little concoction that my girlfriend taught me, a vodka and what is that stuff that is the artificial replacement for sugar.
Aspartame?
No, not aspartame. It's starts with an S.
Starts with an S for sugar. Stevia?
Stevia. Stevia and vodka mix.
And that was helping somebody with Lyme.
Lyme, yes, for Lyme disease. Stevia and vodka.
Yeah. I don't know a thing about it, but all right. My take on Lyme is that you need to unload whatever burden there is that's burdening the immune system. So it's the same story. Get rid of heavy metals. You know, do the zeolite. Get better water. Do the prills. Get better nutrition. Get rid of the inflammatory foods. Stop eating things that have glyphosate in it. Go organic, improve the function in the gut by fixing the microbiome, humic acid helps tremendously with that. Like there are layers upon layers upon layers of little things, right? It's sort of like trying to win a football game. You don't just say, well, the fourth quarterback does it. Well, sure, you need a good quarterback, but if you don't have any receivers, then who takes the pass? If you don't have the strong guys who are protecting the quarterback from getting sacked, he'll never throw. So it's a complex game. You have to have a whole lot of stuff. People keep calling with this, what's the one thing you need to take? That's sort of like saying, well, all you need is Tom Brady and you can win the Super Bowl. Not so.
Zeolite from Martin from Health Enthusiast. Where do you think you get zeolite? It's from the Health Enthusiast. It's on the thing on the bottom. That's what we're talking about. All the stuff you can get at the Health Enthusiast.
Somebody called Neva threw up a word, tramadol. Well, yeah, it's a drug. It's a painkiller. You want to get rid of it or you want to get more of it? I don't know. Yeah. I mean, tramadol is a painkiller. It's an anti-inflammatory. If you are in a gigantic amount of pain, like menstrual cramps or whatever, then it'll save you, but you don't really want to be on it.
5 drops of stevia or 5 to 7 drops of stevia with the vodka.
Okay.
I took that. That's what I took.
Did you actually ever have the Lyme problem yourself?
No, but I took it anyway. I'm the queen of detox.
Any excuse for vodka will do, right?
any excuse to detox, that's my middle name. That's how I look good. The queen of detox. The queen of detox.
Just had a thing
I'll
for
detox
vodka.
Diseases that I don't even have. I'll go for a detox.
Okay. So Debbie tossed the word depression. Debbie, depression is a function of being overly alkaline. There are, of course, objective reasons for depression, but you could definitely make a lot of difference by fixing your pH balance. And I can help with that through metabolic typing and fixing how you're eating. It's the balance between fats and starches. We can probably help you. What's good for dizziness? My 90-year-old mom is always dizzy. Dizziness is part of the migraine syndrome, which is part of the autoimmune disease dysregulation, which is, again, caused by the same set of problems, toxicity, malnutrition, trauma, and whatever. In a 90-year-old, we are in behind the eighth ball for sure.
Anything for
nanosoma?
COPD?
Pardon?
COPD nanosoma?
No, actually. Yeah, okay. Not a no, but number one COPD thing I've tried was the amazing oxygen. Push the oxygen, especially if this person is using a CPAP machine. We've had a phenomenal success with that.
Yeah, but they don't you don't want them to take it internally, right?
Yeah, we inhale it.
Yeah, I have one of those machines.
I take Rinvoq for rheumatoid arthritis. A bottle costs me $5,000 every month. Yeah. Well, the number one thing for RA is to take the amazing soak. 1 ounce of that in a bathtub, maybe 2 ounces on the first day, maybe even 4 ounces if you want to go big. Anyway, get the amazing soak, put it in a bathtub, soak in it, and call me next morning. It's just phenomenal how much of a shift people have with that. Oh, anyway, that cost $100.
Yeah.
When I take ACV at night before bed, I am awake half the night. I can't figure it out. Rita, take your ACV in the morning. Here's what happens. ACV is loaded with potassium, and you have just shifted your potassium-sodium balance, and you have shifted your pH, and you made yourself awake.
What is ACV?
Apple cider vinegar.
Oh,
And you see, this is again dependent on the pH and on the metabolic type, right? Like some people, like a fast oxidizer, should not take apple cider vinegar because it'll wake her up. She should be taking a heavy steak dinner instead.
What can I take for osteoporosis?
Porosis.
Porosis.
Well, osteoporosis.
And I have advanced. Well,
we were talking about that. Yeah, we were talking about that just a moment ago. Sorry, we just went over the osteoporosis circular, which is silica, magnesium. Kirsten has it in the form of the Oracil, because we put it all in the greens, right? The greens,
yeah, I love that.
The chlorophyll in the greens activates the rest and repair side of the autonomic nervous system, and then the minerals come in and start building the tissue. That's how you do it. Mm-hmm. What about fat belly after menopause? It's just like fat belly before the menopause. It is switch your diet. Go keto. Stop eating cake.
So you got it right, Michelle. He just told you what to do for your osteoporosis.
What can you do if you run out of Synthroid prescription? Run to the pharmacy and get some more. I'm sorry. I don't know. Please make sure you don't run out, because that, of course, I shouldn't laugh, because it's a horrible feeling when your thyroid goes off crazy, but don't run out. Iodine would be my quick fix if I had to. Ely puts up potassium. Well, what about it? I love my magnesium lotion. Yes, that's calming. Mm-hmm. My daughter has glioblastoma. Holistic doctor, can you recommend anything? Oh, my God. Glioblastoma, that's, of course, cancer in the nerves of the brain. That's, I don't know. That's, I don't know what to do for you there. I mean, I have a product called Elagiplex, which is structured in such a way that it supports the body in finding and turning off abnormal cells. And I have another product called Mitopinol, which is similar idea. And another product called Nervidine, which is there for rebuilding nerves. I mean, we have these tools that could help tweak it, but it's, you know, on the nutritional side, it's really hard to get inside the brain. What about diarrhea after gallbladder? Well, we talked about that. What about MSM when you're unable to take sulfa drugs? Okay, so sulfa, that's the sulfathiazole type of thing. That's a combination of sulfur and nitrogen. In the case of MSM, that's sulfonyl. That's a combination of sulfur and oxygen. It's a very different chemical. It's like they don't even connect. Hey, Kit Kat says, are you okay, Kristen?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I know you are. You look fine.
I'm fine. I'm awake today.
Oh, yeah. Last week, somebody commented, Kristen was tired.
Yeah, because I took that stuff, the green pills. What is that? The
Did you take Zadiol?
Zadiol, and I stopped taking Zadiol. I was like, oh, man. Two Zadiol will knock you out. Holy moly. Yeah, I stopped taking it.
Okay, so this Cynthia says, my husband is diabetic and has diarrhea after taking metformin. Is there anything holistic that would help him? Okay, number one, I'm no fan of metformin. Number two, when you have high glucose, it's probably high because you're eating too much starch. So cut your diet, change your diet. Don't be a wuss, just go keto. Three, get on NanoSoma. Four, get on iodine. Five, get on magnesium. Six, call me in the morning.
Yeah, call him. He likes to give consultations. I always say that every day.
But you know, it's like
it's only 3 o'clock in Washington State. What time is it now? 6. Yeah. So you can call him still. He's available.
You know, it's so funny when I see a name from my old country. There's Pam Trnka, which is a beautiful Czech name. And she says nerve damage. Well, okay, we have Nervidine in Life Enthusiast website. It's bloody expensive, $200 a bottle, but it will fix you nerve damage. What helps cataracts? Nanosoma. And something called Bright Eye. Bright Eye is made with Fulvic, the finest grade, the smallest particles of Fulvic. Once you put that in your eyes, you're reducing the oxidative stress and you're reverting. Spinal stenosis and something called DDD. Stenosis is narrowing of the channel around the spine. That's calcium deposits in the wrong place. Your dietary problems, you're eating yourself to your grave. Too much starch, not enough fat. And magnesium deficit. All right, what else? Are we going to cut it off?
Yeah, we can.
I don't know. Okay. I'm happy to stay here. I just don't know how you want to work this.
Yeah, I actually have to go to get a massage for my arm. Yeah.
Okay, I'll answer this one more thing. What about coffee enema?
I did that before.
Coffee enema is a wonderful tool. When you put coffee through the back end, it gets absorbed through the colon and the caffeine goes into the portal vein directly into your liver, where it causes the phase 2 liver detox to activate. So it's not like you're not going to give yourself speed. You're going to give yourself a detox. And it's not about flushing your bowel. It's about flushing your liver. And that's what the coffee enema does. And it's great. And it's phenomenal. And it does wonderful things.
I used to do that, and you have to get a special kind of coffee, though.
Yeah, you want to have a light roast, not dark roast coffee.
And also, it cleans your bile duct, right?
Yeah. Here's another one. Chronic interstitial cystitis. Poor Karen. Interstitial cystitis is an illness that makes your bladder burn and hurt like you wouldn't believe. It's like you think you have a bladder infection, but in fact you have an autoimmune disease called interstitial cystitis. It's the same thing like we discussed about fibromyalgia or MS or whatever. You just need to get rid of the chronic inflammation. There is a product based on jasmine. It's called Strength 24. We have that, and it will lower the reactions.
Okay, let's try to answer two before I go. My friend has a heart problems, clogged arteries, too much cholesterol. That's her question.
Yeah, too much cholesterol. Cholesterol, the nutritionists have been talking about if you eat cholesterol, you have high cholesterol. That's not how it works.
There's good cholesterol and a bad cholesterol, right? My church, I'm Adventist, we don't eat any seafood. And the reason why is because they're scavengers and they also have, they're very high in cholesterol. That's my thing.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, it goes like this. You eat starch, it turns into glucose. The glucose goes too high. So the body, pancreas, puts out insulin. The insulin converts the glucose into triglycerides, and the triglycerides are converted into either high LDL cholesterol or into belly fat. Take a pick. The answer, stop eating starch.
And what's a fatty liver?
It's an illness of eating too much starch.
We already covered fibromyalgia, everyone. We covered that a while ago. He said to get rid of it, get the zeolite to get rid of the toxic metals, and then magnesium, and you said something else, a third thing, right?
Yeah. Kit Kat says PCOS, PCOS, that's polycystic ovarian syndrome. I mean, it's complicated, but the simple answer would be raise your iodine input dramatically, like a lot. Eczema, NanoSoma is patented to clear eczema.
That NanoSoma does a lot of stuff.
Yeah. Vitiligo, a NanoSoma is patented to deal with vitiligo.
That's that skin color.
Yeah, depigmentation, like Mike Jackson had vitiligo. Asthma is an illness of too much alkalinity. You need to fix your pH balance. That's how you eat. Diverticulitis. We do have this thing called Strataflora. It helps to heal the issues with the gut. Let me, X66, let me borrow $5. sure, by all means. I'll give you a $5 discount anytime you want to shop. PMS, get more iodine, stop eating wheat.
Yeah.
Osteoarthritis in multiple joints, stop eating wheat.
Yeah.
What's the best thing for heartburn? Oh, well, we talked about it. Iodine, zinc, salt, vitamin B1, electrons, raw food, enzymes. Increase your gastric power.
Okay, I'm going to go, everyone.
All right. Okay, well, when you go, okay, this is
Martin,
over.
You have Martin's thank you, people. Number. You have yep. Martin's number. You can call Laugh Enthusiast. He's there to take your calls for at least 3
Just
hours.
For the rest of the day. Just people, I don't know. I didn't say it at the big.
No, from 3, now it's 6:15. So 3:15, what time do you close on your end?
11 p.m. Eastern.
Okay, good.
So I just wanted to say it this way. I didn't say it at the beginning, but I'm going to say it now. Everything that you heard here, don't consider it medical advice. We don't do medical. We do nutritional counsel. I can advise you about nutrition and behavior. I cannot advise you about medicine.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, people.
Thank you, everyone.
Take care. Okay. Bye-bye.